It's time to go back to Battlefield. Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of the Back to Battlefield podcast. I'm Random Alec as usual, and we also have Infidel with us today.
I'm always here.
Yeah, you're always here. First of all, we're back because we took our little couple of weeks of vacation from the podcast.
Took a holiday, as Trigger Happy Sam would say.
Yeah, our national holiday, probably. But we also had a little trouble, you know, hosting the podcast because we're using a free podcast host right now, and there was like some monthly bandwidth limit that we had passed because we already have like over 500 downloads cumulative with the first 3 episodes that we have, which is pretty awesome.
Man, those guys are trying to put us down with their bandwidth.
Yeah, limits. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they? Because we're awesome. But yeah, in these past couple of weeks, we have a bunch of things to talk about. We'll go through some aftermath stuff. Armored kill details, some new footage. We even have some more information on Battlefield 4. And yeah, so we'll get right to it. The first thing we're going to talk about is on the Battlefield 3 premium aftermath DLC learn more page, all that stuff. This is similar to what they did with Armored Kill that we talked about in the last podcast. They added details about the DLC, and basically I'll read it to you guys like usual. And they added that the key features of the Aftermath DLC are urban warfare on 4 new maps. We have fight through the dust and rubble. Use the earthquake damage terrain to your tactical advantage. New heavily modified military and civilian vehicles. Ingenuity and firepower combined. New game mode, new assignments, achievements, and dog tags.
Yeah, I just thought of something about the like modified vehicles. Hey, look, a car. Hey, dude, look, spikes.
Spikes. I mean, honestly, that's the first thing I thought about as well when I read this. But then I noticed, I don't think you probably didn't notice on the page link to, you know, where they say all this on the Battlefield 3 website. They actually have a little screenshot on top of the like information that they added, and it's a concept image of Battlefield 3 Aftermath, and they actually added a button there that lets you full screen it. And a lot of people have already, you know, dissected the image a little, and they're assuming, you know, they kind of did all that to hint at what's going to come. And the big things that you can notice in the image, it's two things, really. In the background, you can see what looks like a modified Humvee or Jeep type of vehicle, and it's, like, you know, heavily armored. It has a low profile, and it has an open turret on the top. And you could kind of see a soldier, like, standing there with the turret right next to him. And then the other thing is, I mean, that makes you an easy target, to be honest. That's just like driving around in a Growler or any of those little Jeeps. But the other thing that people are assuming is that they're going to add some type of further weapon customization in Aftermath due to the fact that a lot of people say that this soldier, you know, right in the foreground of the image seems to be holding a really modified, like, sniper rifle. But as of right now, I just think that's going to be a new weapon. I don't think they're going to add, like, some crazy, you know, Ghost Recon type of customization to it.
Yeah, although it would be if you could customize.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great. I mean, so far, to be honest, we're going to go into the other things, obviously, in the podcast that we're going to talk about. And EA and DICE, you know, I would give more credit to DICE because, obviously, EA is just the publisher most of the time, and they just like making money. But but DICE is doing... They've done crazy things with Battlefield 3. I mean, I've said it before, you know, they've changed the main menu of the game. They've added, like, so many things that, unfortunately, if you don't have Xbox Live, like, you're missing out on all of that because practically every single detail in the menus alone, they've changed since the game released, and it's just crazy. I've never seen any other developer do that in a video game. You know, they've added Battlefield 3 Premium, which is a whole, like, separate program to the game, and, you know, it all flows really well with the game, and they've just done a great job with all that so far.
And that mention of Premium could bring us into the next subject, which would be, what is this, the Battlefield 3 Premium Edition?
Yeah, this was actually a couple of days ago on August 14th. This was at Gamescom, actually. They were showing off. They weren't really showing off anything, actually, I would say, because they were just talking about, like, the future DLC and all that. Apparently, there's no new footage that was released besides what's in this trailer, pretty much. And they released this, you know, almost 2-minute trailer announcing Battlefield 3 Premium Edition, which what that's going to be, it's going to release on September 11th for North America and September 13th for Europe. And it's going to be Battlefield 3 with Premium Edition included. It's going to have more than 25 maps, you know, including all the DLC is what they're considering with this. Over 70 weapons, vehicles, and dozens of unlocks and upgrades. And it's all going to be just for $69.99. That's US dollars. And they mentioned the fact that just like you could still buy Battlefield Premium right now and you're saving money on the DLC regardless if you already have the game. You know, this $70 value, if you don't have Battlefield 3 yet, you're saving on well over $100 worth of content if you buy the game.
I feel like that's kind of cheap, man. I mean, we bought the game new, expensive, and bought Premium. Besides that, we paid a lot for it. And now they have the game and Premium mixed together for such a low price.
Yeah, I mean, I reacted the same way because it's true. I mean, but you know what? That's why I credit all this like marketing scheme and re-releasing the game basically as a Premium edition to EA. I don't think that's something DICE even cared to do. But, you know, that's what EA does. They re-release games and they do the special edition, the 25-year anniversary and all that stuff. But I also want to mention another thing. With this Battlefield 3 Premium Edition, they mention in the description of the game, they say you'll also get a Head Start Kit, which is a custom-designed jumpstart for players who are new to multiplayer by automatically unlocking 15 different weapons, gadgets, and vehicle upgrades. So you also get that thrown in with your purchase.
Wow, they're just finding every way to make us feel like we got ripped off.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because you see the comments also. I'm looking at some of the comments here on YouTube of the video, and, you know, obviously people are complaining about it. I mean, it's normal. But I'm used to that from EA, to be honest, because everything they do is to make more money, and, you know, there's still DLC coming out. So it's a good incentive, I'm not going to lie, for anyone that doesn't have the game yet. Battlefield 3 has become super popular. There's hundreds of people that have come away from Call of Duty to play Battlefield 3 now. So
yeah,
it's still growing.
I agree that it's a good move on their part, but I'll tell you why I feel so ripped off. I bought the game new, full price. I bought Back to Karkin DLC full price on its own. I bought Premium full price on its own, and I bought some shortcuts.
Yeah, I mean, and right there, I mean, I'm sure if you add that up, you know, it's just the same way they describe it. You yourself have spent over $100 now on the game, but now people could buy all that for $70. So, I mean, that's what they announced, basically. I mean, we'll have this trailer playing for you in the visual version of the podcast of this episode, and you guys could check it out. Also, in this trailer of the Battlefield 3 Premium Edition announcement, they did show off new Armored Kill gameplay. Specifically, they showed off gameplay from a new night map, which is called Death Valley. So you guys could check that out. I mean, I don't know if Infidel wants to detail anything that he noticed in the trailer from that map.
I've got plenty of stuff to say, but I'll wait for you to go first.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and then on top of that, I just want to say real quick, after the Armored Kill little additional footage that they added in the trailer, they also have map footage, I guess you could say. It's definitely complete and it's in-game, but you don't see any soldiers running around. You don't see any combat of some of the levels for Aftermath, which looks really impressive. I mean, for being an Aftermath setting and everything, they're doing a great job. I mean, you could see some big destruction and Aftermath stuff on some of the buildings, and there's huge, like, towering buildings that hopefully you could get into and everything. But
Aftermath stuff, never would have guessed.
Yeah. As far as Death Valley goes, which is the new nighttime map and the final unannounced, well, now it's announced, but until then it was unannounced to be the fourth map in Armored Kill. The first thing I thought is that EA and DICE were listening to our podcast because we were talking about nighttime maps and all that. But
if we see tracers and flares and stuff, we'll know.
Yeah, I'm already convinced that they listened to the podcast, because if they added a night map like that in Armored Kill and it was the last map that they hadn't announced, yeah, I think they're listening. But the map looks great. I want to say that it looks like it's based in a train yard and a construction type of setting. We noticed some like a small skyscraper type of building. It looks great. I mean, it's just big and there's a lot of combat. I mean, that's about it.
For the map, since I'm the one that pretty much like was staring at the trailer for an hour, I believe that there will be a very large forest area, which brings it brings it to the armored kill portion, basically why it's in the armored kill DLC for tanks and tank destroyers. We see a few tank destroyers doing it out in the forest area. See some blown out trees that look like artillery bursts kind of destroy the top of them. We see a tank destroyer get shot and drive into the tree, and it gets pretty much destroyed. So that's a good part of the destruction. And then we see the train yard, which I expect to be somewhat like Noshar Canals in a night setting. And I'm sure that will lead into the construction area where, like Alex said, we saw the little skyscraper.
I mean, I'm happy that they added that nighttime map, because we were talking about it and they needed to add some more. Unfortunately, they're not adding night vision and the map doesn't look to be that dark. But, I mean, it's better than nothing. It's nice to have more nighttime instead of just, you know, always being daytime and all that.
Also, with the night map, we see it seems that there will be scout helicopters and tank destroyers and tanks, but I do not see any jets. I don't see it having any jets or attack helicopters.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's something we'll have to figure out once the map comes out. I mean, maybe, you know, just like I said, maybe the night map doesn't even look as big as I just described, you know, saying that it looks like it's huge and it has a lot of combat, because, I mean, it just might be another night map that they're throwing in there. But we'll have to see that when the DLC comes out. Now, just to recap, Battlefield 3 Armored Kill will include mobile artillery, tank superiority mode, which will be playable on all four new maps, by the way. Really? You'll have five new assignments, the ATV, tank destroyers, four new maps, the biggest Battlefield map ever, which is Bandar Desert. You have five new vehicles, and, of course, the long-awaited gunship is going to be available as well with that DLC.
Speaking of the AZ-130, the night map will have it, because it shows it in the trailer that is probably playing right now. And back to the recap you were saying right there. Did you just say tank superiority is going to be playable on all four maps?
Yeah, I have read that somewhere, and you know, hopefully I could find that link at least for the show notes for people to see. But they have said that. I want to say it was more on text. I don't know if they've said that in any interviews or anything, but I've definitely read that the tank superiority mode is going to be playable on all four of those maps in the DLC.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, that was something I read as soon as we did episode 3 of the podcast, I want to say. I mean, that following week, I read it somewhere that was like an interview or something, and they had said that, which was great to see. I mean, it's nice to see that it's not just going to be available in like Bandar Desert or something. You know, you're going to be able to play it on all four maps at least.
Okay, since we're talking about tank superiority, let's talk about the tank superiority map that apparently has spawn trap written all over it.
Right, that goes into this GameSpot video that was shown off on August 2nd, which was also, you know, close to around the time that we had finished the episode 3 of the podcast. And this was, I don't know if this was some event footage, because, you know, it was already a while ago, but basically GameSpot put up this video. It's available on YouTube of Armored Kill DLC footage, and this is on one of the other new maps, which was also announced in the past couple of weeks, which is called Armored Shield, which we'll just refer to it as Caspian Border 2.0 because it looks exactly the same, and that's what people are already saying about it. And when you watch the trailer, trust me, you're going to think the same thing right away. I mean, it doesn't even look like it has a different layout, to be honest. But they showed off some gameplay on that map, and it looks great. I mean, for tank superiority, they mentioned it's going to... Apparently, I don't know if they had hands-on time with it, but they say that the tanks respawn right away. You know, if for example, if you're driving a tank or one of your teammates are driving it, you will never find yourself sitting around in the spawn, and they don't encourage trying to run over from your spawn to the middle of the battle or anything, because it's going to take a while.
Okay, so Caspian Border 2.0, it's 5 years later, and everybody's all about the wind energy.
Right, and since the Red Tower falls at the end of every round in the current Caspian Border, it's not found on that map, and that's pretty much what it is. But, I mean, it looks great, to be honest. The armored kill looks like it's going to be crazy. I mean, in this footage, you see explosions all over the place because, you know, it's tank-to-tank combat. In the interview, they also mentioned that, I mean, this is something mentioned by DICE themselves, actually, that Recon and Engineer are going to be pretty much the only useful classes in this game mode if you're playing Tank Superiority, because of the fact that it's basically a central location of combat, as far as we know, on this new map, on Armored Shield at least, which is the footage that they show. It only has one flag in the Tank Superiority mode, so that's what you're fighting over. I don't know, so if...
It's engineers to kill the tanks and snipers to kill the engineers.
Right, that works as well, but I mean, they meant it more as the soul flame abilities of it. You know, if you have, I guess, a squad, let's say you have one engineer on a squad and you have, I mean, sorry, one sniper and three engineers, that's like, I mean, you could take out the whole team probably like that. The other thing, I'm trying to remember some things that they mentioned in the interview. They actually mentioned that it's going to be up to 16 tanks at once in Tank Superiority mode.
Jeez.
Now, I didn't get too excited for this because, like, I always, you know, remind people almost all the time that they're showing off footage of any DLC or anything Battlefield 3 related. The main platform is PC, so I don't know if it's going to be the same on Xbox and on PS3.
They wouldn't announce the fact that it has that many tanks at once if it wasn't universal. They wouldn't announce that and like get everybody excited. Like, they, of course, you see in the trailers they have for like Bandar Desert, there's tons of flags, but they're not gonna announce that they have all these flags because it's strictly PC.
Yeah, I mean, I just never like hold faith on what they say or anything as far as like a specific map and what it has available like to play on and everything. I just wait until the game comes out, because 16 tanks either way is a great number. I mean, whether it's on PC or Xbox, because I mean, they could keep it like that either way, and you know, you'll just have more infantry, you know, you'll have more engineers and snipers in the middle of the battle shooting at the vehicles.
It's called Tank Superiority, so I assume they'll have a lot of tanks either way.
Yeah, I mean, if not, anyway, let's say they add the, you know, the 16 tanks or whatever on Xbox and PS3. Do you think they'll have more than 16 on the PC versions?
Probably. They'll because PC has 64 player servers. I'm sure there will be like one tank for every two players is probably the ratio.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you think about it, at least on the Xbox and PS3, if you have, you know, 16 tanks available, that's you know, that's going to be like 8 tanks available for each team, and then you have about 16 players, I don't know, as passengers, I guess, or on the ground.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much what they, you know, they showed off the Armored Shield gameplay, and, you know, you saw a bunch of tanks duking it out on the Caspian Border 2.0 map, and the fact that, you know, there's going to be up to 16 tanks on that game mode available, and they respawn instantly.
Little personal question here. What would be your vehicle of choice? A tank destroyer or a tank?
Honestly, I plan to live in the tank destroyers once they're available on Battlefield 3. You know, right now, everyone knows me as mostly being in the battle tank on any other maps.
Well, and really I just better choice.
Yeah, I mean, that too. I'm not going to jump in a skid loader like you do, but... But I think the tank destroyers, like, you know, they're going to be quick and nimble, fine, if you get hit. But I think if you know how to play it and drive around with it and how to flank with it properly, I think you'll do tons of damage. I mean, maybe not so much in Tank Superiority, because I'm sure once you blow up an enemy tank, everyone's going to notice that you're, like, on the left side shooting at all of them. But, I think it's going to be a perfect vehicle to flank other vehicles. And, you know, that's what I want to do. Like, I just want to be quick and nimble, you know, take someone by surprise, kill them, you know, go after another vehicle, and I would love to do that on the battlefield.
I just thought of something amazing. And you're going to believe even more that they are listening to the podcast. You know, in Aftermath, they said there's going to be customized, like, heavily modified vehicles.
Right.
And then you just mentioned the skid loader.
Oh, God.
And in episode 1 or 2, I believe we talked about modifying the skid loader to have weapons or, like, armor.
Right.
What if they made it so you could so they modified the skid loader?
I mean, the best I could think of is maybe putting a turret on the roof, and then that guy that sits on the back part of it is standing up instead. Yeah. And he has that open turret. I mean, it would be similar to the Humvee that we see in the concept image, but I mean that's the only thing I could think of that they could do with it. I don't know if they could put like some spikes on the front of the skid loader, maybe. So when you run into people, they die even quicker.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
But yeah, I mean,
you pull the trigger and it shoots something out of the bucket, like a spike or something.
Oh yeah, I mean they should still add turbo to it. And as far as I know, I don't know. I keep trying it out every time I get into a growler or any of those other, you know, mobile small vehicles in Battlefield 3 right now. And people have told me that they have turbo in them, but I spend every single time that I'm in them trying to use the turbo, you know, like the boost that they have on the tanks and all that. And I don't think they have it. I don't know.
No, they don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think they should add that to vehicles, if anything. To, like, those little nimble vehicles, especially the skid loader. I mean, why not?
I think the skid loader deserves it. They don't want to... You don't want to create more of those Jeep Jihad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do skid loader Jihad. That's what I do, man.
Yeah. Well, the next quick thing we're going to talk about, which was... It was kind of a surprise. I mean, DICE has done this with a couple of other things as far as Battlefield 3 are concerned. They added the ability to customize your loadouts through Battlelog, and this is for all platforms.
Oh, that's already glitched out for me, man.
Yeah, I know. You told me about that. At least for me, it works fine. I love it. Surprisingly, at first, I didn't even think you could apply camos to your weapons and stuff, but you could do everything through Battlelog right now as far as your loadout is concerned. As far as competitive people, I guess, or if you just want to find out, you know, you want to easily grab your friend's loadout or something, you are also able to go to your friend's profile and you could literally copy their loadout onto yours.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you do that like right through Battlelog, and that's all you have to do. You just go on their profile, copy it, and you're done.
I'm gonna go ahead and explain what I mean by glitched out to these people. So, as soon as I found out about it, I went to check it out, and it only shows me having half the weapons I have for everything. It shows me having no attachments for anything, and the weapons are the only thing it lets me touch.
Oh, so, I mean, either way, you can't do anything with it. I mean, I guess even if you pick a weapon that it shows on there, you don't have the unlocks, pretty much.
Nope. Not even if I have like 4 service stars for the thing.
Now I'm looking at how to copy it through your friend's profile right now through Battlelog, and apparently it actually copies their entire loadout for all 4 classes is what it does. I just tried it on someone's profile here, and it literally copied everything. I'm assuming for vehicles and for the infantry classes, which is not that great because I thought it would be more specific, but I guess that's how it works. I mean, it copies everything.
It looks like you gotta go fix that later.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to set up my stuff again. I'm going back into my loadout on Battlelog. Yep, sure enough, I have all his equipment now. That's great.
Who's?
It actually does not copy... Oh, yes, it does. It does copy vehicle loadouts as well. That's interesting. So okay, well, the next...
Did you copy anyone that people should
know? It's just a random... I actually don't even have him on my friends list. It's just a random Battlelog friend up here.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I'm going to have to fix all this later now. That's great. Okay, so next thing we're going to talk about is we covered Armored Kill and we covered the loadout. I also want to mention the 4 official map names for Armored Kill, which, you know, all 4 of them have now been showed off in some way or another. We have less footage from others than Bandar Desert and Alborz Mountain, pretty much. But it's going to be Bandar Desert, Alborz Mountain, Death Valley, and Armored Shield. So those are the 4 maps that are going to be available in Armored Kill. The next thing I wanted to talk about real quick is on Facebook now. I don't know if they've done this with past events, but we have the Double XP Weekend coming up for August for Battlefield Premium members. and they actually created an event on Facebook, which is really nice. I mean, I was telling Infidel about this. You know, at least if you have a Facebook account and it hasn't been hacked by your best friend or whatever.
Oh, don't tell people that.
You could go on this event on Facebook and, you know, put, you know, I'm going to participate, whatever. You're just saying that you're going to be online, obviously. And it's great because, you know, you see thousands of people already are posting on this Facebook event and, you know, letting other people know that they're going to be there, they're going to be playing. If you want to add them on PS3, on Xbox, if you want to team up on the PC, some people are bragging about their recent scores in some rounds that they've played. And, I mean, it's a great incentive. I mean, this is a great way to connect the community other than Battlelog and any other sources that, you know, EA and DICE use for Battlefield. So I just wanted to, you know, point that out. This will be in the show notes as well. If you guys have Facebook, you could join up. I even joined up on the event, and I posted that I'm going to be streaming the event next weekend, of course. So if anyone wants to play on the stream and team up with all of us, you could watch it there, and I posted the links for the live stream as well.
We forgot something about Armored Kill. We checked out the trailer, and it says 5 new assignments, but it does not say 5 new weapons, so we are not sure at this time whether it will be new weapons, whether there will be any new weapons, like, as far as guns. But what I said before we started the podcast was, maybe, since it's Armored Kill, that you may want to kill some armor.
Right.
And what if some of the assignments were anti-vehicle weapons for infantry, such as rocket launchers, like an AT-4 that everybody wants?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, and you had said that before we started the podcast, and it's true. I mean, like I said, I went and checked the quick, like, splash screen for close quarters that they used in the announcement trailer, and, you know, it's the thing that says all the things that they're adding in the DLC, and if they were intending to be consistent, then I guess they're not adding weapons with Armored Kill. But hopefully, like you're saying, yeah, I mean, maybe they throw in a surprise there. Maybe with the content drop, actually, now that I think about it, for this month, they could add, I don't know.
Yeah, new weapons,
The AT-4. Yeah, I stuttered there a little bit because at the same time, I gotta, you know, I keep reminding myself that the content drop, if they add weapons, I don't want it to be something that gives us an advantage if we're Battlefield Premium members.
I keep forgetting the content drop is coming. We should discuss that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been checking constantly if they've added any information for it, but it's the same right now. I mean, the only thing they've changed the date for so far is the double XP weekend, like we just said, which is going to be next weekend, actually. And, I mean, that's all they've done so far. They haven't added any specific dates for anything.
It's obvious the content drop is going to be very late August. Because if you look at the little calendar for premium events, it comes after everything else in August.
Right, and on top of that, we have bundled.
And it shows the date. It does show the date of the double XP event, which is what, like the 27th or something. And if it comes after that, then it must be like the 30th.
Right, and I just remembered also there on the same spot where it says the double XP. It's the first, you know, I don't know what they call it, competitive event, I guess, that they're going to have, which is this month as well. So who knows when they do all that.
And what do you think the content drop will be? If, I mean, they probably won't do weapons because of the whole advantage for premium thing.
Yeah, but unfortunately.
What do you think it will be?
I just don't want it to be camos is my answer. I mean, it's more of a, I don't want this.
They wouldn't call it a content drop. They'd call it a soldier upgrade.
Right, exactly. Yeah, evidently, because, I mean, they just added camos for the same guns that we had camos on last month. But
they just completed only for the dedicated, so there's no way they would do that again.
Yeah, no, I think the content drop, I mean, hopefully the first thing I want to say is hopefully it's actual content, like something your soldier can use, because I have a feeling they would also add, you know, they would throw it in there, something like, oh, now you could switch back to your default knife. And hopefully that's not what they mean by content drop. But
when I hear content drop, I think map, but they would just call it DLC. Maybe it's a secret map. Who knows? Maybe it's a secret map.
Yeah, they could do something like that. I mean, that's more like, you know, that's the same thing as pre-ordering, you know, a game like Ghost Recon, Future Soldier, or any of those. They always throw in that pre-order map, and, you know, that's technically something exclusive because you pre-ordered it, so I don't see why they wouldn't do that, actually, for Battlefield Premium members. The other thing is, maybe they could add, like, you know, considering its content, they're considering adding, like, different styles for guns. I don't know if that makes sense. I mean, you know, the only thing I can think of is the knife, you know, adding yet another look for it, but maybe in the other guns there's a different variation of one of the guns. I don't know.
Hey, how about a bayonet? I'd love to have a bayonet.
Oh, that would be great. That would be something they could definitely add.
All right, we got the name for the podcast.
The bayonet. But, yeah, honestly, I mean, I know we've talked about in the other podcasts, like, what the content drop could be, but I'm still, like, I'm clueless. Like, I don't have any idea of what they would consider to be a content drop. I mean...
That's exactly why they're calling it a content drop. They want it... It's definitely going to be something cool, because they want it to be a surprise. They want it to be a secret until it's out.
Yeah.
It's obvious
like
that they're doing
Like it. I said, the most I can say is what I don't want, which is, you know, just some more camos or whatever, something silly like that. Like, I don't want to... I want something that I could use and will look different or shoot different, whatever it is.
I don't know. All I know is, at this point, I might just be more excited for the content drop just to see what it is.
Yeah. I also, going back to Armored Kill, since we're still talking about premium and all that in a way, there's also another post. This was on the Battlefield blog, actually, before they went to... Actually, this was before the Armored Kill information released, apparently. It was around that time. And this is where they mentioned the 16 tanks maximum on the maps. And they just go into a couple of details on how the gameplay works, what they based it off of. You know, obviously, it was based off of... They literally said the air superiority in Battlefield 1943. But I took that as a negative thing because, you know, like, Infidel loves that game mode, and I was a fan of it as well. If they're saying that, I kind of took it as a way that that's all they're going to implement into Battlefield 3, and they're not going to add air superiority, which is a shame. But, I mean, hopefully they're thinking about that maybe for the next Battlefield game, since we know that Battlefield 4 is going to come out, but we'll see.
Yeah, air superiority would be a great addition to Battlefield 3, because everybody hates that they have such a hard time getting in the jet at the start of a game.
Right, that's definitely true. I mean, that's something I just, the second you were saying that, that's the first thing I thought about, how it would be so much easier for people to get into jets if they actually just want to play an air map and everything. That would literally do it for them. Now, as I said, they talk about some strategies in this article for Armored Kill, so I just want to share that with you guys real quick. As far as their recommendations when you play Armored Kill and you play Tank Superiority mode, they recommend you hang out in wolf packs, quote-unquote, of 2 to 3 tanks working together.
A tank, 2 tanks, 2 tank destroyers, in a squad element of 3 engineers and a sniper.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I mean, we're already coming up with some tactics of our own, clearly, so we just need the DLC now to come out.
Let's do it.
But the other things they talk about is the way to play this game mode, the Tank Superiority game mode, is since it's going to be a King of the Hill style, which, as we mentioned earlier, you're just going to have one flag on whatever map you're playing on from Armored Kill in the Tank Superiority mode. You want to play it as a attack and then retreat type of thing. Like, that's literally what they tell you to do. You're going to capture the flag and then pull back so you have an advantage on anyone that's trying to come into the flag thereafter, and you could, you know, wail on them with the tanks from a distance or whatever. But they don't recommend that you sit down there on the flags and then drive around in circles looking for that one foot soldier or whatever that's hiding there. Like, that's going to get you killed, and you're just going to turn over the flag as soon as all your teammates die.
Yeah.
Now, this is where they talk about the 3 engineers and, you know, the sniper class, and those being the 2 most useful, because, you know, they literally say if you're playing a medic or a support guy, you're not going to have any useful purpose in that game mode.
What if each team got 1 Jeep and We all know where that would go.
Well, I don't know if it's something I missed in the tank superiority footage that they've shown off, but I don't know if there's Jeeps in there, actually.
I don't think there would be, but if there was, we'd see a lot of car bombing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's the only thing you could do with a Jeep.
I mean, right now I could picture probably, you know, just standing there in my tank, sitting there, and then shooting off into the distance at another tank, and then all of a sudden a Jeep pulls up on me from the side, and he literally just parks there, because I'm obviously distracted, trying to shoot, like, the five tanks in the distance. Yeah, it would be super easy to get kills with the Jeeps in that case.
Yep.
Now, the last thing we are going to cover to close off the podcast is the next Battlefield game, which this was a big reveal apparently through this was, you know, all the Battlefield 4 talk came up when the Medal of Honor Warfighter promotion came out, you know, to remind you guys, and it said, you know, if you pre-order the game and you buy the game, whatever, you'll have Battlefield 4 beta access. Now IGN had a talk with DICE's Carl Magnus in GDC Europe, which was an event over there, and this was reported by Joystick that they said, "We still want to stay in this genre, the modern day as it is. We feel this is a place we can be and continue with the series. Battlefield 4 can live in this space and be very successful." So Battlefield 4 will in fact stay in the modern day setting. We don't assume they're going to go into the future. You know, maybe near future, but I don't think it's going to be anywhere like far off into the future. And that's what they mean by modern setting.
I'm disappointed by this.
Yeah, I mean, you specifically, you wanted, what was it that you wanted in the next Battlefield game?
I wanted a World War II shooter, because everybody went to the modern setting because every game was a World War II shooter, but now, there's no World War II shooters.
Right, yeah, that's true. The other thing they also said is, you know, they mentioned that Bad Company is still being worked on, so the other little quote that they threw into the interview was, they said that it doesn't mean that there's not going to be a Bad Company game in the future. Now that I think about it, I'm looking at this quote, and I don't know if they're saying that it won't be in the future, like the setting of the game, or, I mean, who knows, but I have no interest in the Bad Company game anyway, so that doesn't matter to me, really.
Yeah.
I think, like, after they made Battlefield 3, that's, like, a true sequel to Battlefield 2, and if they make Bad Company, I don't think I would even buy it, to be honest. Yeah. But, yeah, that's about it. That's all we're going to talk about for the podcast this week. Hopefully, we'll be able to hit up the fifth episode of the podcast next week on Thursday as well. So, we'll put up the usual...
have something to talk about.
Yeah, well. I just want to explain to you guys that, you know, we also took this little 2-week vacation since the last episode, not only for the hosting issues, but, you know, we feel that we're not going to make the podcast if we only have, like, one thing to talk about for Battlefield 3. And, you know, with the way the premium calendar is working out, it seems like we're going to have 2 to 3 episodes per month. And then, you know, we'll wait until the next month to give us some time to release some information at this rate for either Battlefield 3 Premium or Battlefield 4.
And yes, this podcast is based on Battlefield, but we may go into other games, such as, like, for me, I've been playing a lot of Arma 2, so I may start talking about Arma 2, and I will be taking Alex's role in being somewhat of the host, because he doesn't know so much about it.
Yeah, I mean, ever since you bought that game, you've been disappearing as well, so...
Yep.
That was Infidel's vacation, basically, while we weren't doing the podcast these past couple of weeks. He was on Arma 2, along with everyone else that I've seen has been playing that game. Now, you're not even playing DayZ anyway. You're playing the regular game, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm playing Operation Arrowhead. Like, a lot of Operation Arrowhead, because my regular Arma 2 doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, now that I think about it, if, like, maybe we could meet, we could set a quota for 2 to 3 episodes per month, and then, you know, if we don't have Battlefield 3 content to talk about, we can make it an Arma 2 type of thing, and, you know, you could talk about some things maybe that you have noticed in Arma 2 and you would like in Battlefield 3. I know you've talked about the realism, you know, going from Arma 2 to Battlefield 3, you've become a pro now, basically.
It's so much easier to fly in Battlefield.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a good thing. You know, I told you that was a good thing because, you know, if you require so much skill for another game, even though you're playing on the computer, you go into Battlefield 3 and it's like a cakewalk. It's like you're playing, you know, I don't know, some like 5-year-old game. I guess maybe you're playing like Battlefield 1943 in that case. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. So, guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave comments saying what kind of games you want us to talk about, like Minecraft, Arma 2. Really, if you want us to talk about your favorite subject and some things that are new, if you think a game's interesting and you want to keep updated, just leave a comment and we'll go through them.
Yep, and as usual, I mean, check out all our sources for the podcast. You know, the All Random website, check out my live stream. You'll usually catch Infidel on there if he's not playing Arma 2 now. Yeah, I mean, we'll have the usual links in the visual version of the podcast up on YouTube, and if not, you could check out the show notes and, you know, the links in the comments of anything or any post that I make about the podcast. And we'll hopefully see you guys next week. Maybe next week we'll have some more information on the content drop and everything else, seeing as how the month of August is coming to a close.
And more information on your favorite game.
Yeah, that too. I mean, like Infidel said, let us know what you want us to talk about, whether it's Battlefield or any other games. I mean,
not Call of Duty. We will never talk about that.
Right, yeah, definitely not Call of Duty. I mean, whatever. No comment.
I'll hunt you down.
No comment on that game. That's what I'm going to say. But yeah, we'll catch you guys next week, hopefully, like I said. If not, just stay updated. We'll let you know when the next episode is going to come out. And thanks for listening.
See you later, guys.
See you.